I have a compliment for you, my friend. This is Biggie I'm talking to.
Hello.
I have a compliment for you.
It was unexpected.
How often do I compliment you?
How often? Come on. Rarely?
Come on.
No. Ever?
No. Yeah. Today. Now, Biggie was sick all last week. He had...
That's not the compliment. If you're playing along at home.
He had cellulitis, which when you hear it, you think, eh, whatever. No, it's serious. He had fever. He had chills. He had a swelling in certain areas of his body.
Still dealing with that.
Still dealing with it. He's, you know, what did I think when he texted the group and said, I won't be there on Monday? I thought, I turned to my wife. I said, Biggie.
I'm going to see Biggie for 10 days.
Oh, that's right. All right, fine. Yes. Couldn't even muster the, I hope you get well. All
no,
right.
That came 3 days later with fakery.
Biggie said, after a week of real difficulty, he emailed a few of us. Oddly, not Chris Dem. But he said, I'm making some major changes in my life. I'm having to eat healthy now, and I really need to get my life in order. He is taking major steps, more so than I've ever seen, to try and really get things started.
This sounds like a scene, and I don't want to interrupt your flow. I'd like to hear this apology.
My compliment.
Or compliment, excuse
compliment.
Me. Mm-hmm. But there's a movie I think we all love, Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
And there's a point in the movie fairly early, before the zombies become apparent, where Shaun falls asleep drunk in his kitchen, and he wakes up to see what he's done.
Yeah.
His to-do list is sort life out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That's what Biggie is doing. Yes.
So, well, that was the title of his email, sort life out. And he went into some detail of here's what I'm doing.
This must be quite a missive he wrote.
He did. It was great. It's a mission statement. I loved it. My wife said, what are you reading? I said, this thing from Biggie. He's talking about, like, you know, change his life. And she goes, oh, that's so wonderful for him. And I said, I've heard it before.
That's why I didn't include Chris Dem.
That's not the compliment. That is not the compliment.
That's why I skipped Chris Dem.
Well, I offered Biggie candy yesterday.
And not knowing.
He, like a vampire, he hissed at me like I was coming at him with a crucifix.
I'm going to have to be that way for a while with everybody.
No, I liked it. I loved it, too.
I didn't know.
Well, and I said, how cold-hearted of you to offer him candy after that email. Kristen's like, I didn't get the email.
What email?
What are you talking about?
I'm out in the dark here.
You really, yeah. So anyhow, Biggie's making some major changes in his life. And I said to my wife, well, we'll see. I'll take full stock of that, and we'll see how it goes. And today, now, one of my jobs is to go down and turn on the cameras every day. And I get to see Biggie on camera without him knowing that I'm looking at him.
Ah, creepy. It's your favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
A voyeur.
Yeah. I do that.
With me, which is weird.
I do that. I did it with BB Shea last week, too. I really got in on him.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Stared at him like, what's going on with his? Oh, he's got a little facial hair going. You know, that's kind of it. Really stared at him. So most times I'll look at Biggie and go, look at this. My God, what a display. You know, sitting and staring, Biggie is at the screen and all this kind of stuff. Working. He's working away. I want to make sure, too, he's not loafing. You know.
No.
Right.
Today, when I looked at you, I thought he has a better look about him today. He has like a, just after what, 2 or 3 days of really getting into this, I thought, oh, Biggie looks better today. Fresh and with more energy. That's what I thought when I saw. I mean, I looked at you for a while, just stared at you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll wave, but you never
just
know.
To make sure. Yeah, just to make sure. Yeah, just to make sure.
See, you know, like how you, when you're a kid, you think they can see you through the TV. Of course, they can't.
Yeah.
But I thought you looked very good today when I was watching it. Yes. So that's my compliment for you.
Thank you.
Of course. Then here's the other two things we have to keep both very, very secret. I also have a gift for you. God darn. This is incredible. Now, I didn't get it. I didn't buy it or...
Somebody must have sent it in.
They did. They sent it in. Someone sent in this beautiful calendar from the coast. Okay?
Okay.
And now here's the thing. The letter that came along with it said, I cannot be associated with your show in any way. So do not.
Okay.
He said... The people
because
I
of my position.
Don't say my name.
Don't say what I do. The people of...
Or where I live.
That's right. Or where I live.
But look at the... Cover up most of everything. But it's beautiful photography.
It is. And he took the pictures for the calendar.
The entire calendar.
And it's,
oh, wow.
It's a charity piece. They wound up sending money. Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, geez.
I can't
say that.
But anyway, he sent us a calendar for next year. And he sent one for everybody, and he said, make sure you give one to Biggie and BB Shea and everybody. And anyway, but he stressed throughout the letter, I read the letter to Chris Dibb, whatever you do, don't mention my name, where I'm from, who I associate with, my business, my profession, nothing about it. But please enjoy this calendar. And it's beautiful.
It's signed Adam Gates.
It's beautiful. It's great.
It's beautiful Florida coastline.
Isn't
yeah,
it
he's
great,
got a great eye.
It's a great photography. And
you know me, I love beach scenes.
Yeah.
And they lend themselves to sunrises and sunsets. It's spectacular.
It is. So you have a new calendar. And I commented to Chris Dim, our former colleague Craig, this would do him for 35 years.
That's right.
He used to do something called the Gregorian calendar. And that was, Chris Dim went into his office one day and the calendar was 7 or 8 years old. And Chris Dim said, you know, that calendar's from 2015.
That's right. The days line up.
So that was, he beat Big Calendar. He beat him back. He only had to buy 6 calendars.
Yeah.
He's got them forever.
Should have been a red flag.
He's not with us anymore, but
yeah.
By golly, you go in that office and you knew in 1992, August 6th was a Tuesday, just as it is. So this
he's
one,
like Leonardo da Vinci, just thinking he was ahead
always,
of his time.
Always ahead. I've got my Ronald Reagan 2019 calendar.
Is it time to let that one go?
I'm going to have to take it off the wall and put this one up, I suppose. Anyway, this is your copy, Biggie. Remember, if someone asks you where you got that, don't say a word.
Don't even say.
He didn't.
Don't say what beach it is.
No. Don't even say beach. We cannot say. That's a Littlest Patriot thing.
They mean stop talking.
I'm another secret. Secretly, I'm doing a thing tomorrow. I can barely even talk. I was told by. I'm a dignitary at a pickleball event tomorrow.
That's. You've briefly mentioned.
Briefly.
This.
Well, in reading back over my emails about it, they said, whatever you do, don't mention this. We want to spring it on the public. They're opening pickleball. There's a new pickleball thing happening here tomorrow. And they're going to have exhibition games, and they asked me to play along with Littlest Patriot, who's also a player, who's our colleague here, our boss. And
you get to do the too short motion.
Oh, yeah. Well,
finally.
That's right. Well, Littlest Patriot, this is an event that's happening tomorrow. Now, I got an email about this 6 weeks ago. We're doing something. It's a big deal. It's coming up. This date is announced tomorrow. Can you do it? I said, sure. Okay, Littlest Patriot included on the email. He says, let me check my, he writes back to everyone, let me check my calendar. Okay. A couple of days later, he's like, okay, I'm in. It's at, 10:30 on the date. That turns out now to be tomorrow. All right, here's what's happening. We want you to say a few words. We want you to draw a couple of raffle tickets. You're going to play in an exhibition match against two people who are good players.
Say a few words.
Yeah, man. I've been asked to
say
a few.
You got remarks?
I am preparing remarks. I'm an ambassador to the sport, for the sport. And
have you thought about what you might say?
It's going on in my head, yes. They only want me for a couple of minutes.
You can improv or bring notes?
I'm going to improv, but I'm going to think about it ahead of time so that I can, have a checklist in my mind. I want to make sure I do it right as an ambassador for the sport. And so, I've gotten, as has Littlest Patriot, 20 emails on this. Okay.
Wow.
They're like, say this, do this. Here's where we're meeting. Here's who you're playing. There's lunch served after. Then at one point they were like, well, I know I told you you could be there about 10:15 or 10:30, but how about moving you to 10:15? I said, okay. All of this, he sees all of it. So yesterday, Now, we're 48 hours from match time. I stop by his office, and I say, are you ready for Wednesday? What are you talking about?
The thing with the thing.
I said, that pickleball thing on Wednesday. What? What are you talking about? I said, we have to play on Wednesday. What do you mean? We're playing? We're playing someone? I said, yeah, we got to play on Wednesday. I said, are you ready to play on Wednesday? And he goes, I thought that was like way later. And I said, it was 6 weeks ago when we got there.
It is later.
Yes, so I said, the later has come. It's now. He's like, can you send me every piece of information you have on? So I've got to go back through. That's how I know. I went back
find
through all
20 thing.
Emails and go and forward them to him. Then he came later and he's like, I think I can do it. I was like, I guess. Okay, great.
I hope.
That's how things are. Nobody ever reads.
No one reads. Yeah. I can tell you that. I say that all the time.
I know.
No one reads the entire description of anything.
No.
It's like we get to a point.
Yep.
And we just go, that's it.
And you think, oh, that's 6 weeks from now. I'll worry about it then. And then all of a sudden, it's just gone.
I can tell you, where I currently reside, above me is an Airbnb.
Right.
And you wouldn't believe the amount of times sometimes people say, I didn't know this was a shared residence.
Really?
And it says
but
right
there. Of
course
there, it's right there.
Right there, yeah. Right in the opening.
Yeah.
Shared residence.
Oh, yeah. That's... They don't expect you downstairs. But I mean, imagine that.
But trust me when I tell you this, it's clear as day in there.
That you're there.
There is somebody in the, like, right. It says, someone is in the bottom unit.
Yeah.
Someone lives downstairs. You will see a car. You will see a person.
They don't know.
But people don't read.
They don't.
We all glance, and that's it.
And move on. You're right.
Is it cheaper because there's an occupant in the basement unit?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll tell you this, too. This is goes along with that. Things that are you see over and over again that you don't put. It's like regular as clockwork. And Chris Dim, actually, I had it for A Block today, but it's been on the television now a couple of times. It's what days to travel on Thanksgiving. That was the sound.
We're still doing this.
That was the sound he made.
Yeah, we're still doing this.
The TV started to say a record number of Americans will be on the roads for this Thanksgiving, and Chris Dim goes blah 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 word salad blah 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 diary of the mouth. So I just simply crossed through A Block. I said, "All right, that's it. A Block is done.
Best day not to travel. Right. Best day to travel. Yeah,
don't drive
if you must on blah 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 blah
Black Friday blah blah blah." And then that was it. You know, and it's just like we all know the roads will be crowded.
Of course.
That's all there is. The airports will be crowded, all of those things.
You know, but I don't know if this is coming up on your grid too, but it's kind of America inside the numbers. Fewer and fewer people are watching TV for news. I mean,
oh, no doubt.
I mean,
no
now, doubt. News is TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
News is Reddit.
Yeah, that's right.
News is podcasts.
Way fewer people watch television for news now. That's that's true. Now, I still do.
I do too. You know, I am such
we're dinosaurs.
Yeah, but you know, and I always feel like, I mean, maybe people might. I'm 41. I feel like I'm in that kind of mixed bag area.
Middle.
We had social media, but we still had
TV.
Every night was, you know, turn on the news at 6 o'clock, watch the 6 o'clock local, watch the 6:30 evening news. Now, maybe that's just how I was raised.
Yes.
But I still do it. Like, it's just ingrained in me now.
Yep.
I'll look at the clock and be like, ooh, 5:45. I got to start getting dinner together here
so I can watch
the 6 o'clock news and eat.
Now, here are two things. This is so inside the numbers, too, on television. Publix has an ad out right now.
My God.
Oh, they're the best. Are they the best or what? I know what you're...
This kids' table one?
Yes.
My God. I don't even have children, and I'm moved.
I'm weeping. Now, here's the ad.
You know what it is?
Publix does it better than anybody.
They nailed this one. Better? You know what it is to me? No matter what age, and I know everyone's seen it. Chris Dim, I know you've seen it.
We've seen it, yes.
It's because we all want to go back to the kids'
table. The kids' table. Yeah.
It's a euphemism for everything.
Now, if you haven't seen the ad, there's a kid sort of helping his dad prepare for Thanksgiving. And he says, "Dad, can I sit at the adults' table this year?" And immediately I'm like, this is going to be great. This whatever it is going to be great. I started.
Dad wells up.
I was welling up. And the kid's probably, 10 or 11? He's like, "Dad, can I sit at the adults' table?" Because he was helping.
And sure, champ.
Like, yeah. And toward the end he says, "I got a space for you right here." And it's right next to him at the adults' table. Now, the ad is a minute long, which is rare, too. Sometimes they're 15 seconds long. And so he pulls out the chair. The kid sits at the table. Well, then all the relatives arrive, and they're all sitting around the adults' table. And the kid is staring over at the kids' table where the kids are having fun.
They're laughing and joking.
And the adults are talking about current events.
Yeah, they're the stock market, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the deportation start day one. Oh, yeah. And the kid's eyes just get wider and sadder. You're going to drain the swamp. Watch. The pull of the kid's table gets stronger and stronger.
Well, he looks over. The kids are smiling. Laughing. Having a great time.
They don't know how horrible everything is. They have no idea yet. Right. So what I love about it is the kid doesn't say, "Can I go to the kid's table?" Dad looks down and says,
He senses it.
And Dad says, "Why don't you go over and keep an eye on the kids for me?" Oh, and the kid goes over, and then they just share a smile like, "I know what you just did."
Yeah.
Waterworks, Publix. Publix every year.
I'm screaming at the TV, "Stay at the kids' table! Don't grow up! It's terrible! Life is ass!"
That's right.
Stay as long as you can.
As long as you can at the kids' table.
That's exactly
what he did.
Commercial, you're right, tears.
Oh.
But it also made me look back at like every horrible decision I've ever made.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I want to go back to the kids' table.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is. Don't grow up too soon.
No. Stay we all wish it away.
Don't do it. You know, stay at the... My daughter said yesterday, I can't wait to get done with school and get out in the workforce. I was like, sweetheart.
Oh, don't.
Stay in there now.
I feel like I wish God would let us all have like one moment.
A little do-over.
To go back to like 15, 16-year-old us and just like tackle us on a street and be like, don't do anything you think is a good idea.
That's right.
Everything you think is a good idea is a horrible idea.
That's right.
Change it.
That's right.
And then, but you don't know. You're just a teen. You're like, I was just attacked by a fat guy on the street. This is weird.
Listen. Listen.
But later, when it's like, do you want to go
is
to Vegas?
Future you?
Yeah.
But later, it's like, do you want to go to Vegas? Do you want to put a DVD player in your truck?
No.
I'd be like, oh, that weird fat dude
tackled me. Said he was
don't do any of that.
Don't do any of that. Yesterday at the gym, our question of the day was.
Question of the day?
We do a question of the day.
I like it.
They have a whiteboard. And the question of the day was, would you rather time travel to the future or the past? Well, you come up and make your mark. Well, 28 people. Future, 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 future. I come up. I take one marker and I say, past. Go back in.
Everything.
Go back into that.
I'm slowly
your whole life is constructed around
that's
it.
That's right.
It's kids' table.
That's right. It's kids'
table. You.
God, that Publix ad is so good. The other ad, and this is, okay, you were just talking about television versus digital. Chris Tim said, oh, that's no wonder this is part of your algorithm. I got a pubic hair groomer from Gillette in my algorithm.
Yeah, I heard the tail end of this come spilling out of your headphones.
Every single time I turn on any device, it's this.
Guys, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the new Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer from Gillette. It's not junk, so treat it right with a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Respect your pubic region with Gillette Intimate.
Respect your pubic region.
For dudes.
With Gillette Intimate. Yeah, it's a guy walking around, you know, shaving his pubes. And, you know, that's something. I own two of them.
I'm going to go back to the kids' table.
Take me back to the kids' table, please.
Yeah, me too.
I have two of them. But they break. You know, because I shave my body.
Christmas
here.
Is coming.
I shave my... So, there.
Stocking stuffer.
Clearly, that's what they're angling at, is for me to buy one of these Gillette pubic hair groomers. Mm-hmm. Because it is in... Every time I open any app or anything, there it is, you know? And Kristen's like, yeah, that's your algorithm. You think about your pubes a lot. You must be talking about your
everything
pubes.
You click, everything you look at, it knows.
You know what I saw...
It really does.
I saw this yesterday. This is about growing up. That kid, is Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel on Family Matters, now hosts a game show. I just saw that advertised, too. Whatever game show he's... it's called Growing... he's got a new memoir coming out called Growing Up Urkel. And he writes in his book. He reveals all the behind-the-scenes stuff about being a child actor. And, you know, he became a huge star on that show. He was always just supposed to be a side character, but he became like the star of the show. You probably watched that.
Yes. Loved it.
In season 8, he says that he was getting, he was mature by this point. He had reached.
Yeah, he was a young man.
Yeah.
But they still dressed him as that little nerdy boy.
And he had to talk like this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, he says his voice, he had real problems with his throat and his voice because he still had to do the voice. And in season 8, one of the producers and the director came to him and said, we got to lose the suspenders, and we got to lower his pants. He's getting an uncomfortable bulge.
Oh.
He's like, the audience is uncomfortable watching it. There's a bulge in his pants now.
Urkel shouldn't have a sag visible.
Yeah.
What do they call that? They had it like, it was like the babysitter. What do they have a name for that? Babysitter shows? Or
Yeah. That's
that,
right.
That Friday night. Was it TGIF
show? TGIF.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Friday night show. So Urkel now is like 16, and they're like, yeah, get rid of it. He's got a bulge. We got to get rid of that.
Those are his car keys. They're not.
I wonder if that's when they started making him, for a while there, they tried to do, it was like
Urkel or something.
Or Stefan.
Like Super Suave.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that must be where they were like, we got to figure out a way to change this character some so he's more mature.
Those are the two big breakthroughs in his book.
I'm trying to think. Literally the kid grew up in the public eye.
Yeah.
But I don't remember him being part of any major scandal or anything.
I think he's really handled things very well.
Yeah, he did fine.
Yeah, he's always impressed me.
Rare.
Yeah. Because I thought of him as that nerdy character, but really he was like very savvy when it came to the business world, and he you know, came out of the being a child actor very well. Now he's hosting that game show. But he said, physically painful to keep speaking in Urkel's high tones. Oof. And his bulge had to be freed because otherwise they said, we can't have little kids looking at this.
Well, because they made him walk so with
that's
like,
right.
Oh, pushed yeah, out. Yeah.
That's right. He pushed out his yeah. hips. And one of the director finally said,
I can see it.
Skull and bones.